in a dirty old town on the back of the time, setting my sights on gold. Even I can't listen to that shit. That was Fog on the Tyne there, a song about Newcastle's famous river, the River Fog, sung by Lindisfarne and an alcoholic footballer. Let's have a decent song by somebody from Newcastle. And no, it won't be Crocodile Shoes by Jimmy Nail. See, now that's a proper song from the North East, albeit an ironic song about Newcastle and its lovely surrounding fields of gold. Don't know where they are personally. The only local feature I know about is the River Tyne, of course. Actually, the river once formed a major part of life up here, as most people were employed in the shipyards that are now largely closed. The coal mines are also closed, thanks to Margaret Thatcher, and the main claim to fame in these parts is now the local brew, a lovely tasting beer called Newcastle Brown Ale. At one time, Clint Eastwood used to import it into the US for his own consumption, but I believe it's now much more widely available. You can see just how important the river was to the local economy with songs like this by Jimmy Nail. Oh, this was a big river. I want you all to know I'm so very proud. Like I said, that was Jimmy Nail there, the Newcastle actor turned singer. Personally, I prefer his acting to his singing, but I suppose it takes all sorts. Here he is in the TV show Alfieda's Aim Pet, a classic British comedy about a gang of builders escaping Thatcher's Britain to work in Germany.
You know the reason I left this country in the first place, didn't you? Huh? I'll tell you, in a word, Margaret bloody Thatcher, that's why. Because I've had it, I was up to there with what she created. Bloody wasteland, desolate. Me joy, me hope, me note. Where kids get to 21, have never done a day's work in their life. Honest men up again who'd thieving to feed their families. Young bairns can buy heroin in a bike shed at school. Oh dear. But I thought, nah. It's got to be getting better.
For those who didn't understand a word of that, there'll be a translation on the show notes page. The only other thing Newcastle's famous for is ugly women, of course. No wonder the men spend all the time either in the pub watching football or beating up people from the neighbouring town Sunderland. The other thing of note that this part of England's famous for is the fact that it's always bloody freezing cold. The wind whips straight in from the Baltic, over the North Sea and straight down the back of your collar. But apart from that, the biggest problem most people have, as you can probably tell listening to Jimmy Nail there, is understanding the Geordie accent. So, let's find out why it's so difficult in our Talking Geordie 101. I'm going to say some common phrases in English and then you'll hear them repeated in Geordie. Good luck, here we go. Hello.
Yarit.
Hello.
Yarit.
How are you today?
Oh, how are you getting like?
How are you today?
Oh, how are you getting like?
I don't know.
Ah, divnant now.
I don't know.
Ah, divnant now.
My wife is at home cooking my dinner.
Oh, a lass is at home, cooking me tea like.
My wife is at home cooking my dinner.
Our lass is at home, kicking me tea like.
Are you going to watch the association football match between Newcastle United and Sunderland AFC in the public house?
Hey, weekend in the pub to watch the Black Catch thrash the tune.
Are you going to watch the association football match between Newcastle United and Sunderland AFC in the public house?
Weekend in the pub to watch the Black Catch thrash the tune.
Did you refer to my drink as a homosexual?
Are you calling my pint a puff?
Did you refer to my drink as a homosexual?
Are you calling my pint a puff?
Would you care to step outside and settle this like men?
Power outside and I'll kick your fucking head in.
Would you care to step outside and settle this like men?
Power outside and I'll kick your fucking head in.
I would like to have sexual intercourse with the big-breasted lady over there.
Who, lads? She didn't sweat much for a fat lass, does she?
I would like to have sexual intercourse with the big-breasted lady over there.
Who, lads? She didn't sweat much for a fat lass, does she?
The provocatively dressed lady is looking at you suggestively.
There's a bunny lass over there giving you the eye.
The provocatively dressed lady is looking at you suggestively.
There's a bunny lass over there giving you the eye.
Would you mind awfully going away from me, please?
I'd a wind shite, man.
Would you mind awfully going away from me, please?
I'd a wind shite, man.
Excuse me, please, my wife, but are you still awake?
Do you fancy a quick one, love? Well, in that case, do you fancy lying there while I have one?
Excuse me, please, my wife, but are you still awake?
Do you fancy a quick one, love? Well, in that case, do you fancy lying there while I have one?
My, my, that was exhilarating, my wife. You excelled yourself, and I was most impressed by the skill with which you managed to accomplish satisfying me sexually.
That would, champion pet. Now go and get us a bottle of brown ale, will you?
My, my, that was exhilarating, my wife. You excelled yourself, and I was most impressed by the skill with which you managed to accomplish satisfying me sexually.
That would, champion pet. Now go and get us a bottle of brown ale, will you?
Let us be away from here, gentlemen.
Oh, well, let's go.
Let us be away from here, gentlemen.
Oh, well, let's go.
My mother would not approve.
I can't do that. I'll get wrong off me, mum.
My mother would not approve.
I can't do that. I'll get wrong off me, mum.
Those potato-based snacks are so nice, I'd undertake a very strenuous activity just for a packet.
I'd climb a mountain for a canny bag of Judah.
Those potato-based snacks are so nice, I'd undertake a very strenuous activity just for a packet.
I'd climb a mountain for a canny bag of Judah.
When winter's shadowy fingers first pursue you down the street, and your boots no longer lie about the cold around your feet, do you spare a thought for someone whose passage is complete, whose memories lie in ruins, and whose ruins lie in heat? When winter, comes howling in,
we're in Hartlepool now. And I had to come here because this town has the notorious reputation of being a bit wacko. You see, during the Napoleonic Wars, the good and true people of Hartlepool put a monkey on trial after they accused it of being a spy. What happened was a French vessel was shipwrecked off the coast of Hartlepool, and the only survivor was a monkey wearing a French uniform. When the locals found it, they decided to hold a trial on the beach. And because the monkey couldn't answer any of the questions, and because nobody in Hartlepool knew what a Frenchman looked like, they decided that the monkey was in fact a French spy. So, because the monkey was found guilty as charged, it was punished accordingly. And the punishment for spying, as for most things back then, was hanging. And so the townspeople gathered round the mast of a fishing boat as a master criminal was dispatched. Ever since then, people from Hartlepool have been referred to as monkey hangers. Pillocks.